But it is a really amazing film. And this little girl, like me, had to wear a sling. Okay, did you hang in there for that? I won't explain why, but I had to do that. And doing it with one arm was not the most effective or efficient way. There'll be loud turnings of page with one arm as well, for those of you who remain. Sisters and brothers, the right story is a big piece of our ability to start healing from the trauma of class, which in order to do, we need to regain our process of thinking authentically, our thought process. And this includes debunking the economy con right down to its roots in the home. Another thought that came up for me this week was that the threat, and particularly this came up, yeah, it's been coming up for me, actually. The threat that the global state statesmen pose to us is essentially militaristic, given their adherence to Plato's dictum that the master class must achieve and preserve absolute military dominance over the people. And this obviously includes technological superiority, and within this, a monopoly on supreme surveillance technology. Also, feelings and thoughts are one, we said in the December 27, 2015 show. And this is just something I'm continually pondering, which is why those of you who may have read ahead saw that I jumped ahead in the typing, which I'm very glad I did now in retrospect, to a chapter, a section that Alice Miller has done called Unlived Anger. And I'm really trying to think through this correspondence of thoughts with feelings and the notion of anger, and whether or not, as one of the feelings that she's concerned, we cannot regain our authentic selves if we don't tap back into our suppressed anger. And so I've been thinking about that, and thinking about whether or not anger is, the degree to which anger is the emotion that we all humans experience, or whether it is, as she suggests, at points, frustration. Because it seems to me anger implies a target, and that feels pretty class bound to me. I could be wrong. Anyway, that's just where my thought process is at. And then a global general strike being the people as the experience of the infinite, because we have been arguing we come to this world with that as a basis, as our premise, as our key experience of existence, and which immediately is challenged, to say the least, by the class, the global class system. And so we've been asking ourselves, what does that mean?